Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job.
Okay, that's some bad guidance.
Are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there.
You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are, why we're not marching in the streets.
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
End the Federal Reserve. End the fractional banking system.
End the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. End the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Government should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You, the people, have the power. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public.
You're watching The Madness of a Lost Society. November 26, 2010, Black Friday revealed yet further evidence of the complete madness of the populace of our lost society.
In case you didn't hear, the leaders of China and Russia.
China and Russia said that they are renouncing the dollar.
The best way to think of it is a ticking time bomb. At some stage, the dollar will fall sharply.
Now, you might be saying, Neil, what the heck does this mean to me?
As the dollar loses status as the world's reserve currency, as mystery missiles launch just off our shores, as North and South Korea take the world to the brink of war, as the TSA violates all measure of liberty and constitutional rights, and as the U.S. military itself prepares for the coming total economic collapse and breakdown of civil order, this is what Americans care about. Wanton, lustful commercialism, acting like animals fighting over trinkets made by human beings for slave wages. As you watch this horrific video, do you think any of these people own a single ounce of physical precious metal? Any gold? Any silver? Do you think that even one of them understands what the Federal Reserve is, or that the Fed is spending them into oblivion and economic slavery? Do you think even one among them has made any preparations at all for the day when there is no food on grocery store shelves? And do you think the morally bankrupt executives at Target or Walmart even care? This is what we've become. A decadent, mindless culture who, by virtue of this complete and willful ignorance, are now officially complicit in the crimes being perpetrated against us. Do you think these people who behave like animals, literally trampling each other over $198 laptops and $10 toasters, will even pause for a moment to consider their actions before they riot and burn entire cities when the days of hyperinflation finally arrive? When the grocery stores are bare? When they are truly desperate? This, my friends, is what a dumbed-down, morally bankrupt, completely broken society looks like, and this is how it behaves. No outrage over the bankers raping them. No outrage over their gutted industry. No outrage over their plundered dollar. Just blind, wanton stupidity. Just bread and circuses. The elite are social Darwinists. and they believe what they can get away with is fair game as long as we allow it. This is social engineering, and they've done it to us by design. They've turned us into animals that they can corral. We are no longer citizens in a republic safeguarded by our elected representatives. We are consumers feeding at a corporate trough managed by officials.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
Tell us who they are.
No.
If this is America, who will stop them? Our entire system is corrupt and needs to be dismantled and begun anew. But from what base? If what happened on Friday across America is any indication of the condition of the American populace, then our very foundations are built of sand. May God forgive us for what we've become and for what we've allowed to happen to our nation. And may those of us with the courage and sense to do it renounce this behavior and the monstrous marketing ploy that is Black Friday in its entirety. This, my friends, is not us. We are the Republic. We are the informed. We are the proactive ones. And it is our job to lift up those who are lost. And saving our Republic is a full-time job. May God bless the Republic.
Okay, everybody, it's Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio here. I invited many people here to join me here tonight, but they're too busy shoving their fat fucking faces. So I'm going to read something to you here tonight. And you can look it up for yourselves instead of going on your iPhone and checking on Facebook and paying attention to your stupid selfies. You are a slave. Since March 9th, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency. In fact, there are now, in effect, four presidential proclaimed states of national emergency. Also, the national emergency proclaimed by President Truman on December 16, 1950, during the Korean conflict in the states of national emergency, declared by President Nixon on March 23, 1970, and August 15, 1971, these proclamations give force to 470 provisions of federal law. These hundreds of statutes delegate to the president extraordinary powers, ordinary exercise by the Congress, which affect the lives of American citizens in a host of all-encompassing manners. This vast range of powers, taken together, confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal congressional, constitutional processes. Under the powers delegated by these statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, and control all transportation and communications. Regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a plethora of particular ways, control the lives of all Americans. You dumb sheep out there, live! You're shoving your face full of turkey here today, Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? The Federal Reserve that owns you? Folks, look it up. Look it up. Look it up, what I just read you. Look up what I just read you. Look it up. All right? With the melting of Cold War, developing with the Soviet Union and China, the stable truce of over 20 years duration between North and South Korea and the end of the U.S. involvement to the war to Indonesia, there is no present need for the United States government to continue to function under emergency conditions. The Special Committee as termination of the national emergency was created to examine the consequences of terminating the declared states of national emergency that now prevail, to recommend what steps the Congress should take to ensure the termination can be accomplished without adverse effect upon necessary tasks of in a detailed study determine the most reasonable ways to restore normalcy to the operations of our government. A first and necessary step was to bring together the body of statutes, public policy, folks. We're no longer under public law, you stupid slaves, you dumb sheep, you stupid sheep. Oh, God. Which have been passed by Congress, conferring extraordinary powers upon the executive branch in times of national emergency. This has been the most difficult task. Nowhere in the government, in either the executive or the legislative branches, did there exist a complete catalog of all emergency statutes. Many were aware that there had been a delegation of an enormous amount of power, but of how much power, no one knew. In order to correct this situation, the special committee staff was instructed to work with the executive branch, the Library of Congress, and the knowledgeable legal authorities to compile an authoritative list of delegated emergency powers. The special committee study, which contains a list of all provisions of federal law, except the most trivial, conferring extraordinary powers in time of national emergency, was compiled by the staff under the direction and direction of William G. Miller and Mr. Thomas A. Dine. Utilizing the help of the General Accounting Office, the American Law Division of the Library of Congress, of the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, and the Office of Emergency Planning, the Special Committee is grateful for assistance provided by Jack Goldlang of the Office of Legal Counsel, Department of Justice, Lester S. J-A-Y-S-O-N, Jason, the Director of the Congressional Research Service of the Library of Congress, Joseph E. Ross, Head of the American Law Division of CRS, and especially Raymond C-E-L-A-D-A, of the American Law Division, and his assistants, Charles V. Dale, and Governor S. Williams and Paul Armstrong. Let's continue here. Shall we continue? These are the emergency powers statutory laws, provisions of federal law now in effect, delegating to the executive extraordinary authority in time of national emergency, dated November 19th, 1973, ordered to be printed. I have a copy of this thanks to the Restore America Plan. Okay? You are a slave to the Federal Reserve System. Take a look at your damn birth certificate, you jackasses, and say a copy of it, and take it to your local stock office. Take it to Edward Jones or whoever the hell you want, Schultz and any Jew lawyer you got, okay? And type in those bank routing numbers. You are born a slave. Black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter who the hell you are. You were born a slave. Your income tax you on your labor. I'm going to carry on here. I want to read something very important to you right now. And the jackasses that didn't tune in tonight, many said they would. Maybe they'll log on. Maybe they're listening on Facebook. I don't know. Or in the chat room. Report pursuant to SRS 9-93 Congressional Introduction. A brief historical sketch. The origins of emerging powers now in force. The majority of the United States have lived all their lives under emergency rule for 40 years. Freedoms and governmental procedures guaranteed by the Constitution have a varying degrees been abridged by laws brought into force by statutes of national emergency. The problem of how a constitutional democracy reacts to great crisis, however, antedates the Great Depression. As a philosophical issue, its origins reach back to the Greek city-states and the Roman Republic, and the United States actions taken by the government in times of great crisis, from at least the Civil War, important ways, shaped present phenomenon of our permanent state of national emergency. You folks are slaves, and I have also documents here that will prove to you that you are slaves through the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. You are slaves. You are all slaves. I don't want to hear black, white, this, that, my religion. I believe in God. I believe in this. I believe in that. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, we are all slaves to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. End the Fed. End the Fed. Will Donald Trump end the Fed? I don't know. And for all those other new callers that are queuing in right now, I just want to let you know you missed me reading the Emergency Powers Act of 1933. Documented. All you got to do is look it up. Look it up for yourself. I was arguing with a jackass on social media a couple nights ago. Oh, Donald Trump, oh, arrest his daughter. Oh, man, she's got emails. She sent 10 emails. Blah, blah, blah. Trump, Hillary, blah, blah, blah. Politicians are only there to think you have a voice. You have no voice. You don't matter. None of you matter. You are a slave. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, or whatever. End the Fed. End the Federal Reserve System. A foreign banking cartel that is controlling everything you do. They control everything. Look it up. I just read to you from 1933 where we are in society today. This is from Nixon era. And the Senate Judiciary closed the case. I have it. I have it right here. Any of you want it, I will send it to you. I will copy and scan it to you. Okay? Affidavit of status and secured party and creditor. If any of you do not want to be a United States corporate citizen, this is what you need to say. I, so-and-so, sole authorized agent for the debtor, and by sovereign administrative judgment, hereby serve your office. You have to serve the United States Treasury, okay, folks, with official notice of my lawful standing of sovereign, secured party, and creditor. I have supreme authority of my attorney, sole security interest, and I am the holder in due course of all first right claim over the debtor, evidenced by a $15 trillion commercial lien. I control all affairs of the debtor, own all assets of the debtor, and exempt from levy and relieved of all liability from the debtor. / notice. The following lawful establishment shall apply upon this notice. All commercial contracts listing the debtor have been lawfully canceled, rescinded, and revoked, and are invalid and unenforceable. As a sovereign creditor and secured party, I am distinguished and set apart as a separate entity from the debtor, established so by lawful filings into the public and noticed with the Secretary of State and the United States Treasurer. My identity, blah, 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 whatever your identity is copywritten. No agency or person has authorization to use, disclose, report, list, or store my name or my personal information for any purpose. Your agency is hereby ordered by estoppel to remove all computer entries, records, histories, papers, documents, references, and details in the name of the debtor, and give notice to the secured party addressed below. Failure to comply is considered an international crime. Okay? Action under below failure to comply is considered an international crime. Uniform commercial codes with severe penalty by law. No agency or corporate entity shall have jurisdiction over the secured party whatsoever. The flesh and blood man. You are flesh and blood man, people. You are. All right? This is if you want to be a sovereign citizen of the republic. All right? Next. Require licenses or permission to exercise any natural right. If you find this affidavit of status as a secured party and creditor to be in error and rebuttal of the points herein to the secured party and creditor, signed and authorized representative or attorney for your corporation under oath and agreement to testify to facts and understanding before a jury under the penalty of perjury. Furthermore, if your corporate agency has any lawful commercial claim against the sentiment, flesh and blood, non-corporate, natural man, / your name, submit it within 10 days of the date of this notice to address below with valid proof of claim. If an authorized representative of your agency fails to respond with a valid affidavit of truth in the form of rebuttal or cannot provide a true bill of commerce and, okay, pay attention, folks. Very important here. Very important. This notice will and remain silent without stating your claim for a period of 10 days. Then you accept my claim of lawful establishment herein by tacit, look it up, folks, tacit agreement, and my affidavit stands as truth in commerce. Your default under the maximums of law will constitute your agreement that any alleged claims against a living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentiment, natural man, and sovereign creditor and secured party, - are unfounded in common law and thus do not and cannot exist. That's your truth affidavit, folks. I just read it to you. Play it back. Read it back. I've been to the Restore America Plan meetings. We are supposed to be a republic. I was arguing on social media with some jackass, some idiot, that told me we're a democracy. We're not a democracy. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. How can the minority ever receive any rights or privilege if the majority always rules? We're not a democracy. We are a republic. However, our republic has been stolen from us. Shall I go back to history and educate you? Surely you will be bored by that because you're too busy on Facebook taking selfies and not paying attention. The Acts of 1871, after the Reconstruction Acts, after the Civil War was not fought over slavery. It became an issue when Lincoln then declared that blacks can fight against the South, but the majority who owned black slaves were up in the North, okay? Know your true history. Know history. However, Abraham Lincoln did do what he thought was right, was keeping the Union together. Okay? And people really need to understand true history. And I'm seeing all these posts on Facebook. Oh, the white man took over the Indian when he came over here. Blah, 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 blah. Listen, folks. The Indians and the whites fought. The Indians scalped a lot of whites. And they actually had a really good, they almost won. They almost took over, you know? Look, back then, people fought. They fought all over the world. Whoever won, won. Get over it. Knock it off. We're here in America. This is the way it is. If you don't like America the way it is, get the hell out of here. Simple as that. The problem we face today, folks, is we're all slaves to the Federal Reserve banking system. We have over a century of enslavement. And I just read to you much of the Federal Reserve Act and how they enslave you. Look at what's going on. Look at the corporations today. The United States is a corporation, folks. Amazon is destroying every small business that exists today. They're destroying it. They destroyed all my business. And when you try to contact Amazon, what do you get? A robotic response from an email. A robot response. And then I listen to people on talk shows, and I'm getting paid $19 an hour. All I got to do is make sure packages don't fall off the conveyor belt. Yeah, you jackass. Don't worry. 3 years from now, robots will be taking over your position. And all you that shop at these globalist corporations should be ashamed of yourself. You should be. You really should be. Look, for God's sake, they're putting poison in our food and water. They're making us go crazy. They're pumping us full of all this entertainment, this nonsense, social media. You know, I'm arguing with people on social media, Trump, Hillary, blah, 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 blah. You know, it doesn't matter. Trump is not a globalist. Why the hell do you think the media hates him so much for? Republican, Democrat, come on. Everyone out there who wants to talk here tonight can press the number one, and I will connect you, and you can have a voice here on this program, whether it's not on my topic or what I'm talking about here in my introduction. But don't be happy this Thanksgiving, because you are a slave. You are a slave. And I got people messaging me now. Tune into the radio show. Press the number one, and I'll connect anybody who wishes to speak here. All right, there we go. We got one here from Connecticut. That's good. And I'm hoping my friend here. I know I was talking to my friend here. He called in about a month ago, and he was telling me about his grandma, you know, who's 100. And that's a history book. And we really need to listen to people that are older and who lived through the Depression, who understand the truth. It really is. But anyway, let me connect my first caller here. Go ahead, BitBanker. Go ahead.
BitBanker, me. That's me. Boy, that was quite a rant you did just now. And for a late show, you're going like a house on fire. But that was good. Hey, I posted in the chat, and I sent you the link to the 73rd Congress of 1913, I believe it was, when they enacted the Federal Reserve. So you 7 pages, so you can read that. That'll give you something to do. Well, it's Thanksgiving. I hope you had a good turkey, if that's what you had. Other than that, it's kind of quiet and cold here in Connecticut. We're just trying to stay warm, that's all. Go ahead.
As you, as being a little bit older than I, obviously, what's your take on the Federal Reserve? How do we end the Fed in this country? How do we wake people up? What's your opinion? Can people be woken up? I mean, do they really understand, or they just don't care? Oh, I don't care. I can't make a difference. I'm just going to go ahead and go to work 60 hours a week, pay my income tax. Yeah, roads pay. I mean, my taxes pay for the roads. They pay for my fire department, don't they? No, they don't, jackasses. But anyway, BitBanker, how do we awaken these jackasses out there who don't understand what's really going on and what's going to happen in the future? That's a very interesting question. I would like to hear your opinion on that.
Well, the latter was the most important. What's going to happen in the future? You know, what can you, the Federal Reserve, you know, looking at it and looking at what they're doing, and like you said, we don't know what's going on. That's just it. We don't know what's going on. You're not going to write to these people either because they're not going to answer you. If you remember Kavanaugh and got that Maxine woman there, the senator, they received a letter with no return address or no nothing on it, so they opened it and read it. And that's why they opened it and read it, because the person didn't sign it and they didn't put their return address on it. Because if you send them a letter with your return address, or if you send it certified, they're not going to open it and they're not even going to claim it. And they're going to say they didn't get it. So like you said with your statement there, send a letter in because you're going to be a sovereign person and everything. They're not going to acknowledge it. And I know you have your tacit agreement in there and everything like that, but they're going to say, we never seen this before. We don't know what you're talking about. So, but as far as the Federal Reserve, you know, they got a nice Ponzi scheme going here. I mean, it's great. And that's why we're the country
they have,
we are.
Well, hang on. Let me interrupt you. Your generation was not a part of that, but my great-grandparents were. Why the hell did they allow that to happen? Why did they allow their country to be hijacked? You know,
God's sake. It started in 1913. Why did Kennedy steal the election from Nixon? You know, it started a long time ago, and we just don't know about it. And lots of people don't know about it, and they're not going to tell you. And look what's going on now. You're not going to find out the truth about anything from these people. But anyway. The Federal Reserve Act. You know, we got a country this way because of the Federal Reserve Act, because it's just a big Ponzi scheme is all it is. And if we couldn't print our own money, our own currency, yeah, we'd be in deep crap at that point. But that's it. You know, the $23 trillion, that's just a number. They don't have to balance anything. They just keep printing more money. So on one hand, it's good, but I understand what you're saying. But going back to before 1913, I don't know. We got through it all, so maybe it would be a good thing. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to try it, but
well, Andrew Jackson in 1835 was the only sitting president that paid off the national debt. And if you look back into history, Andrew Jackson said his campaign slogan was "No bank, no bank."
No bank.
No bankers.
All right. Look at it this way. You don't owe money to anyone at all. You don't owe a penny to anybody. And nobody owes you any money at all. Nothing. We're going to go back. We're all going to be sovereign. I don't owe anybody anything, and nobody owes me anything. So, therefore, there is no money. There is no debt. So, there is no money. So, therefore, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Can you explain? Well, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, you know, that's why, you know, we have a hurricane in North Carolina, and all of a sudden $40 billion is granted by the federal government. You know, where'd they get $40 billion from? They print the money.
Listen, when you get a mortgage, actually, you don't get a mortgage. You give a mortgage. But in any event, when you go to the bank and you get a mortgage for your home, they don't give you the money to buy it. They write you a check, which is deposited in their bank's banking system, which is fractionally enhanced 10 to 150 times over, and the money appears out of thin air by your signature on the bottom of that document. That's where the money comes from.
Well, yes, I know. And there in Minnesota, some guy challenged that actually years ago, and people could look it up, and guess what happened? The judge was killed. The guy was killed, okay, because it was exposed. Fractional reserve banking was exposed. You know, everyone loves their banks. Oh, I'm going to deposit my check into your bank. And then the teller, that stupid bubblehead teller sitting there who knows nothing about nothing and deposits your check. And that bank recreates that deposit many times over and lends it out to their customers at interest, you know, through the signature of that person. And people just don't understand. You really need to watch the video, The Money Masters, or The Creature from Jekyll Island, or A Century of Enslavement. really, you need to watch those videos, folks. Instead of worrying about what's happening on Facebook and arguing with people about Donald Trump and Hillary or email scandals and all that other crap that's going on, and Mueller and blah, 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 you know, pay attention to what's really happening. You've been hoodwinked. You are a slave to a fractional reserve banking system that is owned by the J.P. Morgans, the Warburgs, the Rothschilds, you know, all these people out there. But I want to get to Amazon real quick with you, BitBanker. Has any progress been made with Amazon? Are you still getting robotic emails from Amazon?
No, they won't answer anything. They won't answer three or four emails a day, and they won't answer any email.
That's
at
right.
All. They will not answer will not answer a written letter, and you cannot call them on the telephone and get an answer to anything. They don't even know what Amazon Prime is. They don't even know.
They don't even know. They don't even know who their boss is. Tomorrow is Black Friday.
Are they instructed to say that, though? I mean, it's like when you call customer service, oh, we're very sorry. No, they're not really sorry. They could give a shit. They're paid to say that.
That's right. That's correct. That's correct. And tomorrow is Black Friday, and all the zombies are going to be out shopping for their $199 laptops and their flat-screen TVs, and they're going to be killing each other all across the country, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's all a bunch of bull crap, and people really need to wake up. They really do. I mean, the system, that's not capitalism, Amazon or Walmart. These companies are shutting down small business, and shame on you, folks, for supporting them. Well, they deliver my package the next day. I need it right away. I need it fast. I just can't wait. I don't have any patience. You know, that's okay, folks. You go right ahead. All you're doing is killing yourself. Killing yourself. Amazon is going to have robots taking over all the jobs. They're doing it right now, actually. All you got to do is look it up. All you got to do is look it up and do your own research. I don't have time. I got to work 60 hours a week. You know, I'm a slave to the Federal Reserve, like you said. Well, instead of going on Facebook and taking a picture of yourself or shoving your fat face with turkey on Thanksgiving, you need to know you're a stupid, dumb slave. Simple as that. Okay? I told you already. Take out your birth certificate. Look on the right-hand corner. There's bank routing numbers there. Go to Edward Jones, and instead of going to Walmart shop or shop on Amazon, why don't you shop at the stock office and see how Wall Street is trading with you, you dumb idiots.
Well,
that's what is happening here in America. The sheep don't know what they're doing.
Your birth certificate. First of all, you can't get your original birth certificate, like the title to your car. You can't get that either.
Yes.
You can get a certificate of title, but you can't get actual title.
Because you're a chattel. You're a chattel. You were born as a slave. The Federal Reserve, just read the Federal Reserve Act, folks. I read to you the Emergency Powers Act of 1933. I mean, I read it in the beginning of the program. Did anyone pay attention? All you got to do is look it up. You know, and when people ask you for your Social Security number, guess what, folks? I'm going to give you a little bit of money in your pocket, you dumb sheep, if you can figure it out. Listen to this. If anyone requests your Social Security number, it's a $1,000 fine. All you got to do is fill out the paperwork and send it to a judge, and you'll get $1,000 in the mail, okay? So Social Security does have nothing to do with credit. It has nothing to do with credit. When your credit card companies or your banking institution asks you for your Social Security number, you ask them, why am I applying for my Social Security benefits right now? Why do you need my Social Security number? What's that have to do with my credit? What's that have to – you know, it's just the sheeple just don't understand. They don't get it. But many people just don't care. Well, what am I going to do? You know, I'm not going to see the end times in my day or life. You know,
another thing
people
another
just
thing
won't
about
stand
credit.
Up.
another thing about credit and your Social Security number.
Yep.
You know, they get everybody roped into a high credit rating. You got to build up your credit. You've got to take out these cards, and you've got to pay a monthly fee, and you've got to pay an annual fee here, and you've got to pay 25% interest so that you can raise your credit rating, so that you can get lower interest rates. And every time someone requests your Social Security number, and they run the report, it costs you money. It costs you money by the fact that it lowers your credit rating, and therefore they charge you higher interest. So it's a big round circle by giving away your Social Security number. I would never give my Social Security number away for any loan application or anything like that until all the terms of the loan application are agreed to and written out, and it's waiting for my signature. I'll tell them what my FICO score is. And if they don't want to give me any money or write me a note or anything based on that, then they go next.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You're absolutely correct. You know, and what's checking account stand for? What does a checking account mean? Can you you have the answer to that?
I don't know what you're getting at. No, so go ahead.
Well, what does it stand for? What's a checking account mean? If you have a checking account or direct deposit in your checking account, what is a checking account at a bank?
Well, we all know what a checking account is, but if you're looking for a different meaning, I don't know.
Tell us, what does a checking account mean?
It means you deposit money into the bank where they fractionally enhance it many times over, and then you write out a check for the original value, and they pay it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And so when you walk into the bank, the sheeple that are listening here, okay, because I got many sheep that listen here to the program. They don't have the balls to call into this program because I'm not going to argue about Hillary Clinton or Donald damn Trump. I don't really give a crap, to be honest with you, because it doesn't matter. Donald Trump, to be honest with you, presidents are selected, not elected. They must be making him into some kind of fall guy. They really must. And that's what scares me for the future. Because if he's the fall guy, where are we going from the fall guy? You know, I mean, we see what's going on in the Middle East. Israel has been hit with 400 rockets 2 days ago. And then Iran struck Israel. You don't hear this on the news, folks, because it's too busy worrying about Donald Trump and his Jewish daughter, because Donald Trump's an anti-Semite. No,
Obama started this when he's going to transform America, and he's doing a hell of a job, because the things that are happening today, which you would go to prison and jail for prior to Obama, now you're forced into doing it with consent. For instance, in Florida, now they have these transvestites, these women who think they're men, and the men who think they're women. I don't know why they think that, but that's what they think. Well, good for them. But she wants to go and change.
But anyone could be what they want to be, but the problem is they're forcing us to make us believe what they are. You know what I mean?
She
I got other callers on the line here.
She wanted to change in the boys' gym. This is in a high school or whatever in Florida, right? Today this happened. Yesterday, the day before.
It really is.
She wanted a change in the boys' locker room. Or I'm going to make this real short. She wanted a change in the boys' locker room. Now, you can see all the 13, 14, 15-year-old boys just sitting down now with popcorn and soda just watching her change because she's a female. She's not a male, for God's sakes. But what I'm getting at here is if the male coach walked into the female dressing room and watched all the girls take showers, he'd be fired, if not put in jail. Now he's being told by the school that he must go in there and watch this 14-year-old girl change and shower. And he refused. And they said that if he refuses to watch the 14-year-old girl get undressed and shower, he will be discharged and arrested.
Yeah, yeah. This is your new world order, folks. Well, thank you, BitBanker. I'm going to connect another caller here that pressed 1. And everyone, press 1 if you want to get on the program here. Press 1. And I know I got some callers on here I would love to hear from. I know that for a fact. But I'll press, let's see here. Let's go down the line here. All right, you'll hear an unmuted in your live on Blog Talk Radio, unscreened. Go ahead. 412.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing tonight? Sounds like you're all sounds like you're all fired up about these banks. That's good, though. There should be a lot more awareness to it. Man, I had some stuff banks pulled on me, and I've taken them all the way to, like, Texas. There's a place in Texas you take your final grievances to after you've exhausted everything you could. I was trying to, you know, they were doing something wrong to me, so I filed a complaint against them. It turned into a nightmare. You know, I mean, it was just like, I mean, I must have been shuffled.
Well, I support you, brother. I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the program, but I read how the banking system works. I read the Federal Reserve Act. I read the Emergency Powers Act of 1933. And yes, this banking system that we have here, you know, it's corrupt. The end of the Fed. Everyone's too worried about Donald Trump and his daughter sending emails now, and the Mueller investigations.
Yep,
go ahead, sir.
Yep, I had another real quick story to tell you. About 3 years ago, I wanted to start a little business. I'm a disabled veteran. You know, we get a couple of us vets,
well,
disabled vets got
God
together.
God bless you, and thank you for thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome. But, you know, we all wanted to get together, about three of us, and start this little company up. So we all put, like, $1,500 up. I was the only one that had a bank account. So, you know, I depend on my disability checks and stuff to support myself. And, you know, so I go to the bank, and I went to the lady, like, a little bit off the side, got right to the line. I says, yeah, I got $4,000 I want to put in my account. This lady started questioning me, well, where'd you get it? I said, well, me and a couple of buddies. Saved it up. And then she goes, well, what's their names? And I said, John, which it was. I wasn't going to go no further. I said, well, John, Pete. She goes, well, where did they get the money? I said, wait a minute.
Wow.
She goes, well, because your balance, you've never put that much money in the bank. I said, it's my life savings. I said, I saved up for 2 years for this money. A couple other buddies did. What's the big deal here? I said, well, you know, they wouldn't give me my money back. I said, just give me my money back. I'll do something different here. You know, I sent a money order or something. But the lady goes, she says, I'm going to call the manager over. They come over there, and they didn't want to give me my money back. I said, I just gave it to you like 3 minutes ago. I said, I want my money back. And he goes, well, we got to do a review over this now and hold the money and see if where this money came from. I'm like, I said, you're kidding me, aren't you? I said, you're really kidding me. And they weren't. They were going to hold my money and do an investigation on me. I'm like, that's going to take a year. And I just, he finally argued enough, a little more than arguing. And I said, I want my money back right now. And he gave me my money back.
Wow.
But
wow.
It was, I mean, yeah, that, and, you know, I really got to tell you this other thing, because this is the one I sued them on. The banks, PNC Bank. I'll say it right on there because I hate them. So anyway, what happened was when they send you an email, okay, when your account's in a negative, this is going to be crazy to you, but I want you to hear this. This is a
no, I believe you. So go ahead and tell your story. I believe you.
I caught them. Let me tell you what they do. All right, so they send you an email. Okay, everybody's computer is different. We've got different pixels and stuff. Everybody's email comes in sharper, and if you're older, you can't see it that good anyway. And if your computer ain't that good, you can see it. So there's a lot of restrictions that people can't get a really clear look at it. Okay, well, anyway, I was like $7, and it had this little black mark or something, and just like right by the 7, you know, and I'm like, looking at it, and I didn't think nothing of it. I thought it was part of the 7. Like sometimes they put a line through a 7. I didn't know what it was, but it was right next to it. There was a space, and it was dark. They could have made it red. If they would have made it red, I would have known I was in a negative. So here I didn't know I was in a negative. By the time I found out, it was like a month. They were charging me $7 a day, and I said, "Are you kidding me?" I even showed him. I said, "This hyphen that you got there is too close to that character." And I do, since I'm disabled, I do computer work because I can do it from my confined situation I'm in. And I can, you know, I do computer work. So I'm real versed in font and different stuff. I'm a website developer, so I'm really into characters and font. And this was such a joke. I took pictures of it. I sent it to the banking commissions. I said, look, why can't they just make that hyphen red so people know that's a red mark, not just a little, maybe a piece of dirt on your screen. And you could have mistaked it for a piece of dirt. You know, you get a little piece of dirt on the screen. Well, that's what it was. And it was, I bitched about it. I says, you know, I said, that's baloney. I says, then you don't find out till you get your bank statement. It's a joke. They got a big scam going on with that.
They do, sir. You're absolutely correct. And this is what I'm here for, to expose fractional reserve banking. We are all slaves to the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And you know what? People are all so worried about Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama. Obama, this and that. Like Aaron Russo said, Aaron Russo died of cancer. God rest his soul. And this is the last words he said, you know, in a video on YouTube. He said, we need to focus like a laser beam and the Fed. Because, look, we all need money to survive. We have to barter with something. The Federal Reserve controls everything we barter with in society today.
What does it matter? What are you doing in life? If you just even pay taxes on a piece of land, I mean, say if you're trying to get off the grid totally, you almost have to get a piece of land. I mean, there's no way of not having a piece of land. And when you have a piece of land, you're tied in with the bank because you got to pay taxes on it. The tax money you pay is going to the township, and then it's going into the banks and blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's really no way around it.
Well, people,
I mean, I don't see any
sir,
way around
and I love when people say, those are my tax dollars at work. You know, it's not, taxes don't pay for the roads. They don't pay for the cops. They don't pay for the fire department, okay? All people need to do is read their state's CAPA report, you know, centralized annual financial report, and you will understand that your state has plenty of money, you know? I mean, has plenty of money.
But they do get subsidized. They get subsidized when they come up, but when they come up short, they get subsidized. Or if they need it for an emergency, you know, like a California thing out there. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's going to be, I mean, you know, when do you ever get ahead? They just keep happening out there. Something's going to be done about that, man. Clear them trees the hell out of there, like put more firewalls in it. You know, put $1 billion. If they would have put one-tenth of that money of the losses into building firewalls. I mean, I went out there. I was up in San Bernardino up by Joshua State Park, there's trees for 20, 30 miles. There's not even a fire break in it. But, you know, that's what I'm saying.
They're not taking care of the world properly.
Who knows a terrorist ain't not doing that? Who knows? You know how easy it is for a terrorist to go with a pack of matches? He could light this whole California up in 12 hours. You know, he could just go around and light a little fire here lightning. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, and then they're letting all the – I know it's about banking. It doesn't have to do with the borders, but it does have – the borders do have something to do with it. You know, the borders
Well, we can't have a country without borders. We know that for a fact. I mean, many people may disagree with me here, but I'm hoping some of the people that I asked to call in here tonight would press the number one. So I'd like to hear from them, especially my friend Mandelicon. What he thinks about the conversation here tonight. But you're absolutely correct, sir. But how are you doing basically? I mean, are you doing okay? I mean, what state are you from?
No. I'm doing really good. I mean, I'm confined, but, you know, I'm doing good. You know, good spirits. I've been disabled since 1976. So that's
okay.
I came back from Vietnam, and I was disabled ever since.
Well, you deserve it. If you fought in Vietnam, you deserve it, and I want to say you're a hero. Vietnam veterans have never gotten their due. You know, they were spit upon when they came back, you know, and that's a shame. You know, you were only doing what you thought was right.
I was stationed in California, and that we had Berkeley and out there and all that, these assholes, you know. I mean, everybody's got the right to express their opinions. I never took that from them, but that don't mean I had to like them, you know. And
hey,
it was, it
Nobody says you have to like anybody.
That's right.
That's true.
Nobody says it. So I'm my own man. You know, I like who I like, and I dislike who I dislike.
That's true. And
but
I'm glad I was able to give you a voice on my program. I'm thankful for you to be given a voice on my program. I really am, and
well,
I honor you for serving in Vietnam.
Oh, thank you. Well, like I said, I'll call. What night do you have the show? Why don't you tell everybody what night you have the show?
Well, yeah, we usually go Thursdays at 6 p.m. East, but today's Thanksgiving. And I just felt that the slaves should know about the Federal Reserve Act, you know, and I kind of went off a little in the beginning. But it's so good to hear. I'm thankful for a veteran like you who helped protect our country. I mean,
you
served, you did what you had to do, and I'm thankful for you, sir.
Thank you. And, you know, like, I just want everybody to know, I got a totally different outlook, you know, on stuff because of my situation, you know. And, you know, the current administration is doing good for us vets. I mean, they really are. I mean, I see big differences at the VA. And, I mean, I'm around the VA a couple times a week. And, you know, it's just so much easier to get something done. I mean, I have what's called a choice card. And I needed that. I wanted to try out acupuncture. And I actually was able to go to an acupuncturist and have the choice bill.
Sir, not to cut you off, but a few weeks ago I did a show with Barry Bruder, who serves veterans, and he's got a treatment for veterans, Barry Bruder. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't mind giving my phone number out to veterans, especially heroes.
Well, you can put it on. You can put it on the private chat if you want. You can hit that private button.
Okay.
On the chat.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
And
I'll send
you know,
him on
if
too.
You need,
yeah, I'll send him on.
Yeah, and that would be great. And he helps serve veterans, actually, Barry Bruder.
Cool.
You know, he has a system that helps serve veterans in this country.
That'd be great because I still got a lot of vets.
And you won't have to pay for it because you called into my show.
Well, cool. I'd like to pass on it to some of my friends. You know, a lot of vets still need help. You know, I got guys still, you know, fighting disability cases since Vietnam. How you like that?
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah,
you
blind,
know what?
Hey, blind
I support,
in one eye,
I support our veterans. I really do. You know. This show supports, and the free speech is very important on this show, and I'm so glad you called in. You're a Vietnam vet, and I'm going
to
say you're a hero.
I was a little scared to call in, man. You were like really – I'm going to read that 1913 fact, by the way. But, you know, you were really like, you're into it there. I was like, man, this guy's – I don't know. Maybe I said the wrong thing. He's going to start yelling at me or something.
No. I'm going to tell you right now. Sir, with all due respect. And this goes for anyone who calls into the show. Even if I disagree with you, you have a right. You have a right that, and you know this. You fought for our rights. You have a right to free speech in this country. You know,
I
give that right on this program. I really do.
Great. I'm glad.
You know?
I'm glad you've got a good platform. Because I tell you what, I've been trying to find a show on BTR for months now, and it's really depleted its shows. I mean, I don't know what's happening to it, but. You know, I can't even find a good show. It's either religious or music I don't like.
Sir, with all due respect, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. You will have a voice anytime on this program.
Cool.
And you're a veteran, and I support you, and I love you. Okay?
Sounds good. I got a lot of good stories. So, all right. Well, listen, thanks for having me on. Maybe somebody else wants to get on. I don't know.
Yeah, I've got some callers here who want to queue in.
Okay.
So,
thanks
please
for having
stay
me.
On and listen. You're welcome, sir, and thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Take care, Joe. I'll
thank
give you that number,
serving.
Everybody. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Right. Hey, that was a Vietnam vet who called into this show, and I want to say hats off to him. I know I've got some other people here who want to queue in, and I'm gonna unmute some people right now. Let's go down the line. Everyone gets a voice on my program. Everyone. I'll make time for you. I can't say how much time, but if you missed the introduction of the show, shame on you, because I talked about the Federal Reserve Act But let's go with 909. That's the only numbers I see. And you're unmuted. Go ahead, sir or ma'am, whoever it is online. Go ahead, you're live.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to the to your previous guest, and if I may, thank him for his service to our country. And I also wanted to mention, as far as the Federal Reserve, I did hear you're open, and I agree and am aware of everything that you said, and it's a shame that a lot more people don't know about it. As a matter of fact, people can go to Cornell Law and or any law university or text to know that the District of Columbia, or the United States of America, is in the District of Columbia. And when I show that to some
Amen.
People,
when
they don't believe me, they said, the United States is in the District of Columbia. Yes, it is. And I'll show them that excerpt, and they're shocked. They said, that's wrong. I said, well... You want to
well,
know
what about? Can I ask
it?
You a
oh, yeah.
question? Can I ask you a question? I've got an important caller on hold. Of course, this is one mm-hmm. of my friends, and he's very well spoken. But I want to give you a voice on my program. But how do we wake people up to this? I mean, I was arguing on social media. I showed her documents. I said, do your own research. And still, all she was worried about was Donald Trump's daughter sending emails. You know, I mean, it's like you need to understand what's going on, you know, that the United States is a corporation and we need to end the Federal Reserve. We really need to end the mm-hmm. Fed like Ron Paul
we do.
Did, you know.
I don't have a suggestion as to how to wake people up because I'm doing what I can on my end and so is my husband. But I can say as far as ending the Federal Reserve, well, Donald Trump, I know how you feel about that as far as mentioning him, but the tax bill that he had – that recently had passed, you know, from Congress, and we signed it, that had a lot to do with it because that was to incentivize smaller banks to be in cities. So this way, if you have smaller local banks, then that money starts funneling through there and starts pulling away from the Federal Reserve. You start taking that money away, until you bankrupt them. Unfortunately, the local
True.
Banks are slowly opening. And but not as much as we would have liked to seen. But, you know, hopefully we'll get there. Anyway, have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll let you get to your next guest.
You are so welcome. I hope you continue to listen. And you're a great caller. You're well-spoken. And I hope you continue to support my show. And you'll always have a voice on my show. We're usually on at 6 p.m. at Thursdays. 6 p.m. East on Thursdays, but I did a Thanksgiving show a little bit late because, you know, people are, you know, having dinner with their families, so I figured I'd do a show at 8 p.m. But you are very well spoken, and I thank you so much for calling into my program. You're very well spoken, and I appreciate your opinion and what you had to say here tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and I'll mute your call. But please listen, if you want to call back in, all you got to do is press the number one again. And here's my friend here, 404. This guy I love. I spoke to him privately on the phone. And I really want him to be a co-host on my show next week. And this is the man who has a grandmother who is 105 years old. And I hate to say this way. She's a black woman. Oh! And she voted for Trump. This is a woman I would love to have on my program, a woman that is, I hate to say it, like I said, who is African-American, because I believe we're all the same. There's no African-American. We are Americans together. Shouldn't be white, black, whatever. But, you know, the country makes us be divided because we know what's going on. And we're all awake here on the phone line tonight. I can see that. I can see the callers that I have. I can see the messages I'm getting on Facebook. We're awake here, and that is so great. But you know what? This next caller here, I'm going to connect them, and I love them, so I'm going to connect them. And welcome to the program, sir. How you doing? You're on, 404. 40, area code 404. Are you there? Maybe he's not there.
Okay,
sorry
about that. I was having a little technical difficulties. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. So there's no technical difficulties. I can hear you. Go ahead, sir. I'm going to give you the floor, and I will not interrupt you from you could speak as long as you want. Go ahead.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, my friend. Look, guys, you know, and it's sort of like I was saying a few weeks ago. This country is in one hell of a mess. And we're going to have to sort of take the bull by the horns in order to get it back on track. Now, I'm not going to stand here and say that I have all the answers for that, but one thing I know for sure is we're going to have to start being honest. And I mean really honest about what's actually happening. So for me and my family, we're focused on preparedness. Bottom line, if you don't have survival skills, it's going to show here really soon. I guarantee you that. If you don't have survival skills, that glaring weakness will present itself to the world here very, very, very soon. Right? So I think that we can make a difference if we started with the family structure. Now, we know that the family structure has been under attack because that's the best way to not only divide people but conquer people. Right? And we've been undergoing that. So, look, we're going to have to reach deep. And as the wise ancestors used to say, it takes courage to examine corners of your soul. That takes courage. This isn't something that you could sidestep. I mean, you're going to have to do it. And as a nation, we're going to have to do some real soul searching. Now, yes, my grandmother is still alive, and so is my great-grandmother, who is 105. And I'll tell you what, believe it or not, she still carries her shotgun. And she'll put a red, white, and blue foot up your ass if you say anything ill about this country. I'm telling you that right now, you know.
Amen. Amen, brother.
And, you know, the way that they raised us was quite different. You know, look, sure we have our own issues here. We have our own issues in this country, all right? But when you look at the history of what these brothers have been telling you all show, the Federal Reserve, you know, when did they come into the picture, first of all? When did they come into the picture? What is the difference between the money that's printing now that says Federal Reserve note and the money that was printed before the Great Depression? You understand what I'm saying? What was the difference? Just look at the timelines. Let's just start with the basics, not insulting anyone's intelligence here. I'm just saying, let's go back to the very basics and look at the timelines. When did the Great Depression happen? Year. I'm not going to tell you. Do some research if you don't know. And then the Spanish flu outbreak. When was that? Okay. Now, let's look at a couple other dots. Believe it or not, Black Wall Street. Let's talk about that too, what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right. Not only that, but let's look at when they started issuing and why the hell do they call it a birth certificate? You know? I mean, well, you're going to say, well, Doc, it's because you know, the woman gives birth to you, so that's it. Oh, yeah? Does the birth have anything to do with maritime law? Does it
Admiralty,
have anything to do with...
Hang on, sir. It's Admiralty Maritime Law. Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up. Continue on, please.
I mean, hey, guys, I'm just saying. Let's look at the entire picture. And if you can't do that, let's start by connecting a few of the dots. And once we start to form whatever picture is formed, when we start to connect those dots, let's have a candid conversation about what we see. Right now, I'm not going to tell you what but picture emerges. And I want you to do that for yourself. But again, let's be honest when it does. So I will say this. Is it a coincidence that 90% of America's debt is owned by China and Russia? Is that a coincidence? And that 90% of America's fresh water is being shipped to China as well. Is that a coincidence? So essentially, the water that you're drinking, most Americans coming out of the tap, toilet water. Now, if that doesn't outrage you, nothing will. So I'm going to step back, and I want you to really think about everything that I said. And again, I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I do know that
I agree with you. Hang on. Let me interrupt you real quick before you close out. You know, who are the five major arms dealers in America and in the world today? America, France, the UK, China. Okay, that's four. And then who else? Who else? I mean, you got to look at this. You got to understand. And they're also the five permanent members of a United Nations Security Council. You know, there's wars going on around this world today, and people need to understand. And there's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason for that, like George Carlin said. You know, and we need to understand. And you're right. The water we're drinking is poison, and people don't get that. They don't understand that. I mean, for God's sake. You go to any city in America, you go to the tap and you try to drain some water out of the tap, you'll see all the crap floating around in the bottom, you know? I mean, and the food we're eating is killing us. The GHMO foods, Bitbanker knows about that, you know? I mean, it's poison. So go ahead and carry on, sir. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to put those points out there for you.
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, look, guys, when I was growing up in the 80s in Texas, we moved a lot. We were military brats. But all over that great state, no matter where you went, you would find wild fruit trees, nut trees, et cetera, growing everywhere. You could find wild cantaloupe. You could find wild cucumbers and watermelon and apples. And I mean, just it was everywhere. There was no way that you could starve in the state of Texas back in the 80s or 90s unless you were just absolutely lazy, right? Because Mother Nature provided a lot of what you need. Now, there's a huge misconception about Texas. And when you think about it, you know, you're being told that, well, Texas is a bunch of sand and tumbleweeds.
And a lot of rednecks who just hate black people and hate Mexicans, you know. That's what the media tells us, right?
Well, look, there is some racism there, but, man, Texas is like no other place I've ever been. I love Texas, man. And there are a lot of people there that feel the same way. Now, Southern hospitality still has its practices in that great state. All right? And I think the powers that be understood that. So one of the things that had to happen is all the fruit trees I was telling you about, and I'm not joshing you here. I mean, you could walk anywhere just about, and you'd find wild trees growing all over the place. Well, they got rid of those trees. Not only did they get rid of them, they got rid of all the berry bushes and stuff like that, too. If I told you about some of the watermelon and cantaloupe that grew wild in some of the wooded areas back in the 80s, most of you wouldn't even believe me if I explained the color of the inside of those watermelons, because you won't see them today. But they were extremely nutritious, right? So what am I getting at here? They got rid of all of the food that could provide adequate nutrition that would take your thinking to the next level. Because, look, it's not just the mind affects the body, it's vice versa too. If your body isn't in peak form, your consciousness won't be either. It's just that simple. So, yeah, they started poisoning the food. They started poisoning the water. They're saying that over 85% of the food on America's grocery stores are GMO or contain some type of GMO and things of this nature. Some of the fish that they're importing, right? For example, catfish. They're importing a lot of Chinese catfish, and they're not telling you it's from China. They just simply label it as catfish. And a lot of people don't ask questions. So to say, for example, you go to a Chinese restaurant and you look at the menu, it you know, a lot of times it's going to say fish and veggies or something of that nature. They never tell you what type of fish. Actually, there was a Chinese restaurant open up about three blocks from my house a couple of years ago. And they were walking around passing out menus on the doors. So one day I looked at the menu and I decided to call them. And I saw fish and chips, right? So I said, listen, what type of fish is that? Instead of telling me what type of fish it was, they argued with me. I asked for a supervisor. The
typical.
Supervisor gets on the phone.
Atypical.
The supervisor.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but the supervisor couldn't tell me what type of fish it was. I asked for the owner. The owner gets on the phone. She admits she had no idea what kind of fish she was selling us. She went in the back, looked at the package, came back. She told me the name of the fish. I Googled it. The fish was supposedly extinct, and it was from China. And it was a bottom feeder type fish, and it was highly poisonous. Right? So you got to understand, like, some of the so-called myths in the community about the and I know some of you are going to say, well, that sounds racist. Well, fact is fact, whether or not you want to admit it or not. Remember all the talk about the cats and dog entrees and some of the Chinese dishes? Then a lot of that turned out to be true, you know?
That's true.
Where the hell
That's
is the
absolutely true.
Where was the FDA? Where was the FDA? You know?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Burning down
the people that invented bread that would help the poor people. You know, that's where the FDA
exactly.
is.
And you see what I'm saying?
Stay on the line. Yeah, I do. And I want you to stay on the line. I want to take a private caller here. Stay on the line, please. Private caller. Private caller, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Joe. Hi, everybody. Mike from Wisconsin.
How you doing, Mike? What's on your mind tonight?
I'm doing a lot better, thank you. There's a couple things I'd like to add to this. This gentleman's talking about, you know, GMO and everything else, and living up here in Wisconsin. They use GMO like it's going out of style. You know, let's get bigger, fatter cows. Let's get cows that milk more. You know, let's get cows with more muscles. You know, and you know, we're drinking that stuff. You know, just like this great big lettuce scare that they had just 2 days ago. Why are they getting rid of all the lettuce? I mean, it doesn't sound
well,
right
Mike,
to me.
Well, Mike, just for the callers that don't know you, I know who you called into this show. You're a retired dairy farmer, and you're a hard worker in Wisconsin. You were a hard worker in Wisconsin. I know that for a fact. You're a retired dairy farmer, and I know you went out in the late 80s because, you know, dairy farmers, you know, lost their farms, and you were one of the ones that lost your farm in the late 80s, and so what your opinion really does matter. The romaine lettuce, that's what you're talking about, the scare. And they're talking about turkey, too, you know.
That's right.
You know, I mean, come on, man. What's going on here? Mike, what are you hearing out there in Wisconsin? If go ahead and continue on, Mike.
Well, I just don't understand how, they can, get all the lettuce. I mean, it just doesn't sound right. And this other gentleman talking about the foods and the fish and everything else, he's absolutely right. Restaurants are trying to make a buck, and, they tell you one thing on the menu and feeding you something else, And before you were talking about, the Federal Reserve and laundering money and stuff like that. And I was just wondering, churches, this thing they go by, C3 or something other.
Mike, not to confuse you. Yes, most churches are 501c3, yes. And
right.
They have to obey by the guidelines. The government sets down on them. And they can't talk about gays, they can't preach against lesbians, or they'll lose their 501c3 status. Yes, you're absolutely
That's
correct,
right.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead,
but,
Mike. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
But I was thinking, I don't know how tough they are watched by that, but, if you think about it, if a church can, let's say, one Sunday all of a sudden they get a take of, a couple $100,000, which usually they only get maybe 50, is this... Who regulates that? To me, that'd be a good thing for money.
Well, donations to a church, Mike, when they're 501c3, they don't have to claim that. They don't have to pay any taxes. The government gives them an option where they don't have to pay any taxes and they have to report anything. However, there are 37 guidelines, and if you remember, Mike, years ago, I contacted a church show, and I went over these guidelines with them, and they couldn't answer me, So most churches today, Mike, I'll be honest with you, are an apostasy. They're an apostasy. That's what they are. And they're in bed with the government, and that's why they post signs up, vote on Tuesday, vote on Tuesday. No church should ever get involved with politics. No church. And if a church does, then that church is an apostasy. And what I'm trying to say is that if you're a church, your mission is to save people and bring them to God. Whatever God you believe in. I agree with a lot of Muslims out there. I post videos on a profile about Muslims. They got a lot to say. They do. And I agree with them about the end times and what's going to happen. But at the same time, I am a Bible-believing brother, and I believe in the Bible, and I rightly divide the word of God as a workman approved unto God, as the Lord instructed me to in 2 Timothy. And I also, in Luke, sell my script and my purse and buy a sword. I will stand up and I will fight for my family. And I don't agree with the Romans 13 crap that these churches are preaching, obey your government. No, 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 no. If your government is going against your God and what you believe in, you need to stand up as a church together and stand up against that apostasy. But most churches won't do that today. They bow down because they got to pay the electric bill. They got to keep the air conditioning on. They got to keep the heat on, so they won't. But there are many pastors. And there's a movie I want to recommend to people right now who are on the line. I want to tell you something right now, folks. A good movie really made a good impression on me. I don't know how it would make an impression on you. But that movie is After the Tribulation. After the Tribulation. And it has a pastor from California, and a couple other pastors, and they rightly divide the word, and they explain the end times that we're facing. However, I'm not trying to scare people saying the end of the world is going to be tomorrow. No. Exalteth a nation that is righteous. You understand? That's why I have good people on my phone line here tonight who speak the truth, understand the truth. You are the awakening. God gives us free will, and God gives us free will to awaken, and he will heal a nation that is righteous. And if we're not righteous, then curse us. You know, we will be cursed. The time is the Gentiles right now. The time of the Gentiles is going on right now. I don't want to get into religion. This isn't a religious show. However, the time of the Gentiles is now. All right, God is done with the Jew. He'll go back to the Jew. But we know what Jews are about today. We know the Zionist Jews controlling the media and destroying things. We know what's going on, you know, destroying the black people, destroying the Hispanics, destroying the white people in this country with their false media and their news, you know. And we need to be alert and be awake and understand these things, what's going on. Like Paul said in the Bible, rejoice in your tribulation. Are we in tribulations right now? I don't know. I can't say that. But what I'm trying to tell you is rejoice.
I'll tell you what part of the big problem is, if I would. Guys, check this out. And
well,
I think
sir.
This ties into what you're saying and what Brother Mike was saying, too. Here's the missing element. Remember, now, back in 2010, without telling any damn body until it was too late, the FBI recruited over 50,000 pastors in this country to spy on their own congregations.
Amen. Right? You're absolutely correct. You are right.
Everybody's
That's when they came
that,
out with
right?
the FEMA camps. Yep.
That's right. You see what I mean? Now, guess what that number is today? That was almost 9 years ago. Imagine what that number is today. You see what I'm getting at? So back
yeah.
in the day when more churches were radical, say, for example, during Dr. King's day, Dr. Martin Luther King.
Oh, Lord.
He
Dr.
was a
King,
radical.
Dr. King, yeah, Dr. King was a hero, and he stood for nonviolence, and he was blessed. And I know he's in heaven now for what he did. And, you know, he stood for something. You stand for something or you fall for anything. That's what George Washington said. And Dr. Martin Luther King did stand for something. So go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so we can't forget that there was a COINTELPRO program instituted by the same federal government to, let's just say, not only desensitize the masses to the message of those types of leaders in within the church, et cetera, but to destroy the foundation of the church itself, right? So let me spell it out for you. You have two different types of Christians. And when I say that, I'm not talking denominations, okay? You have what's called prophetic, the prophetic church, and then you have the Constantinian church. The Constantinian church is basically the corporate church, right? These are those that don't practice what they preach, right? The prophetic Christians were the ones that were really persecuted. Just say, for example, let's go all the way back to the Salem witch trials. During that time, it wasn't a bunch of witches that were being killed. They were killing esoteric Christians, all right? The Constantinian Christians were killing the prophetic esoteric Christians who actually understood spiritual anatomy. What am I saying? All you have to do is ask your pastor to tell you or describe to you what your spiritual anatomy is, and you will quickly see that they're going to give you the 1,000-mile stare. They don't know anything about spiritual anatomy, and those that do are not telling you They're not going to explain that. Now, I won't get too far into that, but I just wanted you to know that there's a lot more to the suppression of information by the powers that be than a lot of people know or are willing to admit.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct, sir. And my phone is ringing, and I think that's my cue to end the show. They may cut us off here. So, listen, next Thursday at 6 p.m., we will have a better show with better quality. And I want to thank the callers that called in tonight. I really do. You were awesome, and it's good to hear from you. And hopefully Mike and the other callers will call in on Thursday. They're queuing me in. They're going to cut me off any second, actually. I know the show still says 22 minutes, but sometimes they do that to me. So I want to say tonight was a great show. It was awesome, knowledgeable. And all of you out there, please be safe and be good. And please tune in Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. God bless all of you. And I really do love hearing from everyone and new voices. Take care, everybody, please.